You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast, this time for Thursday. My name is Jack and I'm joined by John Babb. Good afternoon, how are you?
I'm good. Good, Jack.
Yeah. Excellent, yeah. Good. And we'll be looking at races from Brighton and Uttoxeter and a couple from Carlisle as well. And before we get going with those races, I'm just going to touch upon what's making the news in the Racing Post. On the front of the Racing Post, you've got Henry Brooke talking about how the fall at Hexham won't knock his confidence. But the main headline is the countdown to Champions Day this weekend. And the French trainer Jean-Claude Rouget very confident that Almanzor's recent efforts will stand him in good stead, and that apparently the Ascot resembles a French track, which will stand him in very, very good stead indeed ahead of the races this weekend. Just to run through some of the prices, which are all available actually on the William Hill website at the moment. You can have a look at Long Distance Cup, at the Sprint Stakes as well, which are up there. Limato 11-4 favourite. We talked about that particular race on the podcast the other day. Quiet Reflection now 100-30. We also had a look at the Fillies and Mare Stakes as well. Seventh Heaven leading at 5-2 with Zakova 3-1 and a 5-1 for Found. All there, so have a look at them. Have a look, see what you fancy. Loads of great racing this weekend. You've got the Queen Elizabeth II, the Stakes as well. 2-1 for Ribchester, 3-1 Minding, 4-1 Galileo Gold. Loads to look ahead to and have a look. And Almanzor, as we mentioned, 6-4 favourite in the Champion Stakes, the Kipco Champion Stakes taking place this weekend. After that, a little bit of money for Found, who's coming to 7-2. It's going to be a really great weekend of racing. And all the trainers very bullish about their chances, quite rightly. It'll be interesting to see who comes out on top. That's taking place at the weekend, but we're going to look at races nearer the time, and we're going to start with the 3:30 at Uttoxeter, which is a Class 3 race, and it's over the 2 miles and 6 furlongs. Just a small field, this, John.
Yes, but not short on, obviously, quality names, from mainly the hurdling sphere in the past, obviously being a novice's limited handicap in the name. But for the time of year, it's an interesting little field. Clean Sheet, who's coming out quite quickly after, I wouldn't say a disappointing debut over fences, but probably wasn't the most fluent round at Fontwell behind Froden. I'm sure they'd have been looking for a little bit better than that for an ex point to point winner. But as I say, 13 days later, they're putting him out again round Uttoxeter. There is a couple of tricky downhill fences at Fontwell, but I would say Uttoxeter is a little bit more tricky than Fontwell for me. Jimmy the Jet Plane, again, also promised a little bit more than he's delivered at times. He goes well at probably flatter tracks for me, the likes of Wincanton, where he can use his speed, which he tends to be held up for a run, and he doesn't always find for very long and find a lot under pressure. I just, again, with the four fences up the straight here at Uttoxeter, won't be the easiest one to play. My preference here is definitely Battle of Shiloh, who I think's a horse with great potential, to Tom George's, and obviously unbeaten in under all codes. He's an Irish point-to-point winner, and with two point-to-points there under his belt, won a Ludlow maiden hurdle, and obviously the qualifying thing for me is the fact that he's won a handicap hurdle around this track off a mark of 117, beating Ballyrath in April. Not slow getting him out, the son of Shantu. With those two point-to-points, the Rooney team have got a strong team, Paul and Claire Rooney, this year. And I think Battle of Shiloh is a horse to keep on the right side of. The fact that they're not messing around with hurdles for too long, going over fences with this set where he's seven, that's what's against him. He only run four times at the age of seven. But I do think the horse has got a little bit more potential than most of this field, and this track will definitely suit. So it's Battle of Shiloh for me.
As you talked to how much weight do you put into course form? Is it one of those tracks?
Yeah, a little bit, because obviously there's a little bit of up and down, and the fences do take, particularly in the straight, they do take a little bit of jumping. Coming home, the third last, the last not the easiest, But I think there is an emphasis on jumping, whereas a lot of the tracks now, for me, they've spoiled them and they made them all about speed, and they're a little bit, we're going to talk about one, not necessarily a speed trap, but one of the easier ones to jump around would be Carlisle. Utox is tricky, and you have got to get your fences right, get your tempo right, and for me, the horse that jumps the best is generally the one that's going to be winning, certainly on the steeplechase course at Uttoxeter.
Yeah, Battle of Shiloh, then the selection in the race we're going to look at Uttoxeter, which is the 3:30. We move on then to, let's have a look at Carlisle, as John just mentioned. We'll start with the 3:15. Later on, we'll have a look at the 5 o'clock as well. This is the Rummy Chase Class 3, and it's over the 2 miles.
Again, another... You know, a bit top heavy, I guess, but certainly the top four on your card there are horses that have made certainly an impression in their hurdle sphere. Perhaps WWs hasn't always delivered what he's promised at times. Just a couple of wins to his career, but Wade Harper, again an interesting performer, going over hurdles for the first over fences for the first time. But he's a point-to-point winner in the past. You got the two horses that do like to dominate in this race, Move to the Groove and Wells de Lune. They could tee it up quite well here. Move to the Groove, again, won a point-to-point back in Ireland. And again, there's another horse that's been basically a steeplechaser in waiting, Marking Time over hurdles. But say Marking Time, he did it quite well, progressing from winning his novice up at Hexham, and then won a couple of handicaps at Kelso and Bangor to boot. His first hand run in a chase didn't go so well because he fell at the second. We didn't learn too much about him around Worcester, but it's not the most inspiring but start. The fact that they've then taken him to Carlisle, which I think I'm right in saying that Carlisle's got the lowest fall percentage on the steeplechase course. Certainly, the fact that they're uphill all the way up the straight certainly helps horses there. Obviously, if they're getting tired, they're often looked after and can be pulled up or whatever. But they're certainly you don't get too many fallers around Carlisle. And it's interesting that Donald McCain, this is a track where he's done particularly well over the years, Donald McCain, but he's taken Move to the Groove up to an easier track for his second start over fences. But I expect him to be racing prominent with Wells de Lune, who made all the running at Warwick, over 2 miles, beating Jarlath. It won't be quite so easy to do that round this track with another front runner chasing him, because he did have a complete solo out in front. Again, a horse that I wouldn't say I've particularly liked that much over hurdles. Did win, but I wouldn't be a lover of Wells de Lune. And Wade Harper, I like this horse. He's been aimed a little bit high at times. He's won point-to-points, he's won bumpers, won novice hurdles. He's got a bit of boot about him, and he has got a win against Double W's over hurdles around Catrick last year, to his name. I think I can see him on his chasing debut sitting in third place round here behind the two front runners, well positioned, and I think if there's any holes in either of them, I think he's the one that's going to pick up the pieces. David Dennis is sending his horse a fair way from his Midlands base for a nice prize up here at Carlisle, and I think Wade Harper just got a bit more, wins more races than Double W's. Chasing could be the making of Double W's, because he hasn't always really found any gears. He just plugs on and plugs on. He might be that this might suit him, and particularly Carlisle might suit him. He's had a comeback run at Hexham, which no disgrace in that 2 weeks ago, but I just prefer Wade Harper.
Okay, Wade Harper, the selection, just over double W's there, which is not easy to say, actually.
No, it isn't. It's a horrible name, isn't it?
It is, yeah. That's the 3:15 at Carlisle. And we're going to have a look at the 5 o'clock, which, I'm afraid, John, is another handicap chase here, Class 3. And yeah, a slightly longer one, this one, over the 3 miles.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say I'm a Paul and Claire Rooney fan or anything like that. Not that I'm against them either, but I'm going to go with another one of their horses here. Very, very unusual, this is Philip Hobbs going to Carlisle. I think he's only had one runner there in 5 years, and yet he's up there tomorrow with Three Faces West. Most of the field are making seasonal reappearances, or should I say reappearances after a summer break, in the cases of like Bob Tucker and Old Kelly Witness, who have actually technically run this season, but in the spring. the bottom horses have run recently, Presented and Pepena Dorada, but they don't really look the class, to be in all fairness. And Three Faces West, Richard Johnson's gone up here as well to ride for Philip Hobbs, his main stable. And the horse won well over fences at Exeter. If you're going to say any similar track, I guess it'd be to Carlisle, you'd be looking at Toaster or perhaps Exeter, another stiff right-handed course with a bit of a fair climb up the straight. And he's jumped well. Again, looking at a horse that started his career in Irish Points, won well, went into the hurdle sphere and had a good win record. And until he got the handicappers, seemed to get his measure around about 130, and he's converted to chase as well. Jumps very soundly. I'd expect he'll be racing very, very handily, if not front running here tomorrow. And I can see three Faces West being a little bit better grade than these. And I'd expect Philip Hobbs's petrol money, which wouldn't be cheap from his Minehead base in Somerset up to Carlisle and back, to get readily repaid.
Yeah, and of course petrol going up, so let's hope he's filled up a few days ago for that journey.
Exactly.
Philip Hobbs is Three Faces West then, the selection in the 5 o'clock at Carlisle. Right, so we'll move on to the flat then. This is over at Brighton, and it's the 4:15, the race that we're going to look at. It's over the 6 furlongs, and this is a rather large field.
Yeah, this wouldn't be out of place in the middle of the summer with one of their better prize money races. At Brighton, to be honest, they do have one, you know, the Brighton Mile and the Mile and a Half race for good money. This is similar grade, 61 to 75, but it's only 3,000 to the winner, unfortunately. Mm. And when you look at a race like this, to be honest, you look as they're being robbed when you have to beat all these horses in a very competitive race and you only get 3 grand. It seems a shame, because this is a tough heat. You can make cases for an awful lot of these. I would suspect there might be one or two non-runners in this. It's a 16 runner handicap to start with, Jack, and you don't see many of those end up as 16 runners on the day. Also, there may be changes with ground here. The punters are going to have to be a little bit wary of, and I'm shooting in the dark 24 hours before the race, because there's bits of rain forecast, showers forecast, etc., etc. I'm working with Tom Morley today, who owns a runner in this race, Luna Deity. I mean, everybody's pretty well aware, I think, that Luna Deity is a very, very good horse on the all-weather. And he's got a very, very much lower mark on the turf. And he has to come into this tomorrow, but he was withdrawn from a race at Yarmouth recently when the market was speaking well of him. And just a little bit dubious tomorrow if the ground could turn against him, if it went on the soft side. He ran okay at Leicester on good to soft, but if you look at his Maney's form, Lingfield on a downhill track, but he's got some good form here at Brighton and at Epsom. He didn't run so well at Epsom a couple of runs ago, but overall his form at Epsom and Brighton on the downhill switchback tracks is not bad. And he's now off a mark of 65, which, to be honest, is an absolute career low on turf. And for a horse rated 99 on the all weather, you'd be hopeful that he could start to show something in this race tomorrow. But because of the doubt on the ground and whether he'll actually run, I'm going to have to give you another selection in the race. And the one that really catches the eye be number 9, Pick a Little. And Pick a Little's got a very, very good track record here. For a horse that's run here a lot, he's held his form at the track an awful lot as well, with several course wins to his name. He ran a very close second last year in the Brighton Mile behind a horse of mine, Pyrocumulus. And then this year, I mean, his last 3 runs are all here. He ran in the Brighton Mile again in August when he finished second behind Sylvester Kirk's Cricklewood Green. It probably, as I say, the best mile handicap race at the track all year. Didn't run so well in a small field, which probably didn't suit him next time out. Didn't get beat far, but probably was a bit of a letdown. But then bounced back with a win back here, beating Richard Hughes' Word Is My Bond. He's only been raced £2, knocking him up to 71. He's well capable of winning off that rating. Knows this track like the back of his hand. And Pick a Little would have to be the selection, but as I say, we're going to have to be wary of non-runners and ground issues. I'm not even sure I'd play each way in a race like this, to be honest, because you're going to end up with 3 places pretty much. If it stands at 16, 4 places, fair enough. But if we're starting to look at 3 places in a race like this, where you can make place, certainly from the place point of view, I can make a case for virtually everything in the field. I don't think the place book's very good. I just have a win-only bet. And if you wanted to go with Pick a Little, if Luna Deity runs, maybe have a saver on Luna Deity. But this is a real good race for Brighton at this time of the year. And the card being sponsored by Brighton and Hove Albion Football Club. So. Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, a tentative choice then. In
very much a tentative. Yeah. It's you know. This is like a Saturday handicap at Brighton on a Thursday afternoon, this is. So.
Yeah, well, I'm almost sick of saying it on the podcast, but check the forecast and have a look at the weather and wait for the non-runners before you bet on a race like this. We've been saying it for most of the summer, really.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I mean, we haven't got the advantage of the seeing any prices. I mean, I would expect this race to be... a 5-1, 11-2, the field type race, and Pick a Little. Looking at this, I'd be wanting around about 7 or 8-1 to be involved. That's the sort of price I'd be looking for, around about the 8-1 mark, I think.
Okay, well, we'll wait and see. The prices will be available this evening on this particular race and all the races actually that we've previewed. But that's the final race we're looking at, the 4:15 at Brighton, the big field handicap there. John, thank you very much for your company and good luck with all your bets tomorrow.
Thanks, Jack.
And the Racing Podcast will be back for Friday.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.